Aggressively removing amyloid from the brains of people who had Alzheimer's disease only slightly slowed their rate of cognitive decline, a recent study found. Konstantin Liketsos, an Alzheimer's expert at Johns Hopkins, says it's clear that the clinical entity called Alzheimer's disease may be the result of several different processes.
So at one extreme, we have people who are genetically endowed to make too much of this amyloid protein. And these people, as long as they live long enough, will get Alzheimer's symptoms and they will die from the disease. But we also know that a lot of people who first get dementia at age 80 or 85, there's probably little relationship with amyloid because by age 80, 85, 90, the brain is full of amyloid anyway for most people. So the addition of dementia couldn't be entirely the result of amyloid.
Liketsos says that a personalized approach is indicated. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.